back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host. And tonight I'm at a house party, at Kristen's house parties here in Sunshine Acres. And I'm joined with Scott
Cook.
Thank you. You could see by my blank expression, I just momentarily forgot your last name because you know I haven't got it written down in front of me. And I've only discovered you. I saw you, Scott. Say hi.
Hey. Hey, Jussie, and hey, listeners.
Oh, that accent. Where are you from?
I'm from Edmonton, Alberta.
Okay, for those people that aren't educated, where is Alberta?
Next to British Columbia, between British Columbia and Saskatchewan.
Okay, and if they don't know the provinces of the country?
It's somewhere on the other side of the world.
Oh, you're not going to say you're Canadian. You're making me work it out of you. Oh, and while we're talking about your accent, which I tend to really like accents, and I haven't even got onto what you're actually doing for a living yet, is you come from Canada, and French being the second language, being a bilingual country, correct?
Oui.
Okay, so do you happen to speak French?
Un petit peu.
Oh, can you tell me that I'm beautiful in French? Oh, come on now. What's the pause? Are you struggling with the words or are you struggling with being convincing?
Vous êtes très belle?
Okay. Well, I'm just going to pretend that you were correct. Because you don't understand where I'm coming from here. But so January, the vision problem came on. So just to bring you up to speed and new listeners on board, that everyone's good looking to me. But I do like the way I go by people, the way they smell and their voice. And for men, I'll feel your shoulders. Because I like your shoulders. But if you've got a French accent and good shoulders, you've got a good start. I'll give you a point for Canadian.
Half a point.
Okay, so we've just enjoyed a really great concert. You gave a set and then another artist followed up and I'll talk to him in
Michael
a moment.
Michael Moore, indeed.
So, folk music. Can you just tell me a little bit about, or we may as well start with your music. What sort of music is your passion?
I'm passionate about all kinds of music, but what I do is storytelling songs in kind of a roots music style.
And
play guitar and banjo and accompany myself. And some of the time play with some other players, as I will be next week. I'm meeting up with Liz Frencham, a great Australian bass player, and my buddy's flying in from Canada, and we'll have our trio.
Oh, nice. Are any of them good looking and single?
Great shoulders.
Great shoulders. you can all come back to Harvey Bay anytime. Anyway. Settle down, Jus. So, can I just say that when you were introducing your music and the stories you were telling, that was just as entertaining. Like your singing, your voice is beautiful, but the storytelling makes it even that much better. Do you find that you get that kind of response from people?
I feel like a lot of times people aren't used to watching music in this sort of setting where I think a lot of times our experience of music is really passive and it's just something that we have on in the background and it doesn't mean anything in particular. We like the beat of it or like the sound of it or whatever, but in this sort of setting, in a house concert setting or a concert setting, folk club, that sort of thing, there's space to kind of get inside the song. And hear all the words and I wouldn't be doing this for a living if there wasn't something that I wanted to say. So
one thing we both noticed, the songs don't seem that long, but then when you time them, it's because of that storytelling.
Because I was sitting there saying to Sandra,
sorry, I had to say that.
I really like these songs and they're nice and short, so I can get it. And Sandra's going, no, it's just that the stories are so interesting and it's captivating that it ties time is going really quick, and it's true.
Oh, yeah, well, thank you.
We didn't make that up.
The one song that started, and I said, no, it was actually a long, decent song length of time.
Some of them are, that last one about the end of the world is about 8 minutes long,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, that was funny. But,
yeah, I mean, I would love to write short songs. It's a really, it's a great skill that I haven't figured out myself. You know, I really admire short songs.
Oh, can I ask you about
that? They can say a lot in a short period of time.
Yeah, no, but your words were meaningful. The album that I've got to put on my group that I'd like to give away to a lucky member of the Everything Fraser Coast group, you've autographed.
One of you listeners out there right now, it's under your seat.
That's cruel.
Oh my God!
So, what was the name of the album for?
That album's called Further Down the Line.
Okay. Were any of the tracks from tonight on that album? You've got
the song about dogs and kids.
Awesome.
Is on there. The song called Fellas Get Out the Way is on there.
Fabulous. Actually, that would probably be my favorite song tonight. That was lovely. That was the one we all sung with you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so great to chat with you. Can you give me a little bit of a history of, like, what is more to Scott, more than just the folk music?
Sure. Before I did this for a living, I was a kindergarten teacher over in Taiwan.
That's incredible.
I did that for 6 years, and I loved that. That was a really good job, good way of life. Hanging out with kids all day is good.
Can I tell you, you could probably immigrate to Australia if you wanted to go back into education, because they're crying out for male teachers.
Oh yeah. Oh. Well, I'm not qualified.
Okay.
My degree was in philosophy, but in Taiwan, if you had a degree, you were qualified to teach. Anyway, so yeah, I did do that for a good long time, and in the summers I would go back to Canada and kind of do little tours and lose my money, you know, in interesting ways each summer, and then I just thought I wanted to do that full time, so
fabulous.
I moved into a minivan.
So that's true.
I've got a minivan here and one back in Canada, so I'm a dual homeowner. Yeah, and that's 12 years in now. A summer home and a summer home.
What's his name, Steve?
Skippy.
Oh, the van is Skippy. Yeah.
What's the tarp's name?
The tarp. Oh, it doesn't have a name, but I did loan a, in the song you mean, I loaned my friend Bryn a tarp,
okay.
Okay. My van back in Canada is called Lucky, and
nice.
I live out of that most of the time, and just travel around and sing songs for people, a lot of times in living rooms like this, you know, sometimes on festival stages. Here in Australia this time around, we'll be doing a bunch of festivals.
Okay, so where are you heading to from here in Hervey Bay?
Next gig is tomorrow in Maryborough, and then...
Brolga Theatre?
Yeah, and then...
you're down Sunny Coast.
Nambour,
Nanango,
Tintin Bar. And then just
Wanted.
Further on,
Tintin Bar?
Tintin Bar, up behind Byron.
So you're down your south then, yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And then carrying on down.
Nice.
We're going to be at a number of festivals, Dorigo Folk and Bluegrass, Kangaroo Valley Folk Fest, Malden Folk Fest.
Great.
Majors Creek Folk Fest.
I can find all these on your website?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Which is scottcook.net.
Yes, I'll do a blog to share the podcast and everyone will be able to find you.
Cool, amazing.
So thank you so much, Scott, for chatting with me.
Thank you so much, Jess.
And,
good talking to you.
Yeah, good luck on your travels. Hopefully cross paths with you again.
Yeah. Hey friends, this is Scott Cook and you've been listening to Everything Fraser Coast. Take her easy, eh? Ba-da-ba-da. Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da